I was reminded of a thought that, you know, there are two keys on the computer that represent things that we can never have. There is the control key and the escape key. In today's scripture, we hear about the Lord seeking to give us a little bit of control, but certainly no escape. Today we hear about the Word of God and how it comes to us and how we are enriched by it. And in the reading from Isaiah, the beautiful analogy of how it falls like gentle rain, bringing fruit to those who listen and hear the word. And of course, Jesus in the gospel takes that same metaphor and uses it for the parable of the sower. It's an interesting fact, and I don't know if all of you know this, but in ancient Palestine, in the years that Jesus lived there, the way they sowed seed in the fields was not the way they do it now. Now, of course, especially on commercial farms, they have these wonderful cultivators that go along and they'll actually plow a row, drop a seed in or drop the seed in that row, and then cover the seed as they go on, all in one step. Back in the day of the sower would go out into the field, a regular old field, and he'd just start flinging the seed around. And later on, if there was time permitting, he would come back and plow the seed under so that it got planted. But of course, if you sow in that haphazard way, a lot of bad things happen to the seed. You don't get the yield. So this is what Jesus is talking about in the parable of the sower. When the sower sows the seed, some of it falls on rocky ground. And he uses that beautifully, that metaphor, to talk about the people in the faith community at that time. And of course, if we look around us in our relationships in the world and in the church, we see the same kind of fruit being born by various different people. Some people we see that just don't get it. They just don't get it. They don't want to get it. And of course, if we're taking the word into the world as we are supposed to do, that means that a lot of the time when we talk to somebody, we are not only not going to get the response we want, but we're going to get a negative response. So I would like a show of hands real quick. Who among you here was told that preaching the word of the Lord in the world today would be easy? I'd like to see all of you people that thought that was going to happen. No, I don't see a lot of you raising your hands, even though I kind of stimulated you to do so by raising my own. I was lying, by the way, that my hand was not really up. Okay. But today we hear that we are asked to be the seed and the sower. I mean, we're asked, in the metaphor, we are both. We take this word into the world as the sower, and we also hear the word, and we are going to be the seed itself. Because in us, that 60 and 100-fold must be the crop that is yielded. So, as we look around today, I ask you this. See those that are not falling on good ground and try to help them understand so that they indeed can bring the word home in their lives. We know that it is good, that it enriches them, that it makes them better people. It makes them be able to have hope in an uncaring world. As we see those that are trying to struggle with the word, help with that. But remembering always that we are the word of God brought to life in the world today. We are the seed and the sower. Today, let us go out rejoicingly and be both. Amen.